This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, our guest for this morning's show is Bob Farmer. Earlier this month, Bob spoke at the HSHS Foundation Farm Family Event, and he lit up the room. He's a native of Louisville, Kentucky, and travels the nation entertaining, educating, and motivating all types of audiences. Bob is known not only for his sense of humor, but also for his career with the Farmer's Almanac. Many people wonder if Farmer is Bob's real last name, and according to him, it's no lie.
It is. It's just plain old Bob Farmer. And like I said, I always wanted a better name, a fancy name, you know, like Lance Fox or something like that. But and it works better if you say it backwards. It's Farmer Bob. But I will say that I think the name helped me an awful lot to get associated with the Farmer's Almanac.
I would say it was a nice coincidence to have that as your last name, Farmer. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, a writer for the Farmer's Almanac. How many years have you been doing this, and how did you start doing this?
Well, you know, I majored in college. I majored in history, and then I got into banking, and I got into the marketing for the bank, and we started giving out Farmer's Almanac. So I met the people in who are out of Lewiston, Maine. It's called the Geiger family. It's family-owned. And then one day in the 90s, I said to them, and they said to me, it was sort of spontaneous, hey, I'm Bob Farmer, and I'm a speaker and a humorist, and maybe I can travel the country and talk about the Farmer's Almanac. And Mr. Geiger said, you know, I think that might work. And so we've just had a wonderful association for the last 25, almost 30 years.
So when I think of the Farmer's Almanac, I'm thinking of weather forecasts and predictions. Are you the one that's writing these? What part of it do you have that you're writing and are involved with?
Yeah, no, I'm not. That's the one area I don't. It's a closely guarded secret is how they do the weather, and I don't know other than I do know it's done a lot on the sun activity and the position of the planets and that sort of thing. And weather runs in 11-year cycles, and we're hopefully at the end of an 11-year cycle of craziness, and we'll get back to a little normal weather. But with my history background, I get to and a writing background, they have let me write some articles, about a 10 or 12 articles or so, mostly history-type articles. The backbone of the almanac is twofold, weather and astronomy. And then they have these interesting little articles, kind of a Charles Courant rest of the story type thing. And sometimes I can hit it and they like it, and sometimes they go, nah, you better write a different article.
Something that you informed me of, I wasn't aware, there are actually a few different Farmer's Almanacs. So which one is the one that you write for, and then maybe tell us about the alternative ones that people, so we don't mistake them for yours.
Right. Well, actually, you know, 200 years ago, there were hundreds of almanacs, some for just a county, some for just a state, some for just a region. Now it's gotten down to where there's really two good almanacs in the world, in the United States, and that is the Old Farmer's Almanac, and they're out of New Hampshire, and then there's the Farmer's Almanac, which is the one that I'm associated with out of Maine. Almanacs have always sort of been a northeastern type product. Then there's three or four other almanacs you'll see out on the shelves that are kind of stapled, you know, and sort of imitations of the real thing. But those two almanacs really are the ones that have been around for a long, long time.
I want to talk a little bit more about your background. As you told us today, you're from Kentucky, living there. What about your family? Tell us a little bit about life at home.
Well, yeah, I told the crowd, I'm an unusual person because I've been married to one person for all these years, 40 years. And but, yes, I'm a Kentuckian, a Louisvillian, to be exact. I married a lady from over in eastern Kentucky, which is altogether different. And that's where I get a lot of my humor, which is really, really old, old humor, really. It's old country, family, clean humor. People can see it online at bobfarmer.com. They can see clips of that type of humor.
Any of your classic jokes or sayings that you'd like to share with us right now for those listening, just to get a taste of what we got to enjoy this morning?
Well, The one of the stories that I just really love, there are several that I just really like and I like to tell, but one of them I like to tell is about the two farmers that were walking in the field. And of course, we're in Kentucky. There's a lot of sinkholes there because we're caves are underneath. They come upon this huge sinkhole. They said, "My goodness, I wonder how deep that is. Let's throw something in and see if we hear it hit bottom." They look around. They find a transmission laying there because, you know, it is Kentucky. And so they pick up this transmission, throw it in, never hear it hit bottom. Just immediately a goat comes and jumps in the sinkhole all by itself. They were stunned. Another farmer comes walking along and says, "Hey, fellas, have you guys seen my goat? My billy goat?" They said, "No. Why?" The farmer said, "Well, I had him tied to a transmission."
Bad day for that goat and that farmer, I would guess. Yeah. That's pretty cute. You know, Bob, we've talked about your experience and your responsibilities with the Farmer's Almanac. We've talked about family life. Is there anything that I'm failing to ask you that you want to share or go into more detail about?
Well, you know, it was a privilege to come here and speak to these people, which is the salt of the earth. I drove up through Hillsboro on the two-lane roads for, gosh, I guess 50 miles off of 64, and it occurred to me, I think God must live somewhere here in Illinois. It's just a wonderful place. And then it's a privilege to speak for the hospital, the St. Francis Hospital, and I don't have their mission statement in front of me, but it was just a wonderful thing to read about the love of Christ and the mission of healing through Christ's love, and I think we should send that to Washington D.C. So they can get help fix the healthcare problem, because this hospital's run the way all healthcare facilities should be run.
Well, it's been great talking with you, and I really enjoyed listening to your presentation, Bob. If you could just give us maybe your website and a way, if people would like to find out more about you or have questions, where they can find that information.
Yeah, it's bobfarmer.com, and people can email me. Let's say you want an almanac, because they're hard to find. They're little, and they get lost on the shelf, and they get bought quickly. So if you want an almanac, and you can email me, bob@bobfarmer.com, or go to my website, bobfarmer.com.
Bob Farmer, speaker, humorist, and writer for the Farmer's Almanac from Louisville, Kentucky. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.